Stan is on the telephone. Hello, Stan.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Very well. Fire away.
Right. Basically, it's very briefly, when I snore, it makes my wife wake up. When she snores, it wakes me up. So when I snore, why doesn't it wake me up?
Brilliant question. The answer is, Stan, that when you go to sleep, actually your brain disengages a lot of the flow of sensory information coming back into it. A good example of this is why you don't act out your dreams, for example. We know that we all dream, we do it every night, and we dream many, many times a night, probably about 20 times a night you have a dream. But you don't find yourself stalking people around your house, jumping out the window and that kind of thing, because there is a specific structure in your brain stem, which is called the subcerulea region. And when you go to sleep and start to dream, this activates and it disengages the flow of information coming back out of your brain to tell your muscles what to do, and it also damps down the flow of information coming up your spinal cord coming into you. So you're effectively disengaging your sensitivity to the things that you do yourself. There's also another region of the brain, which is where what's called the parietal lobe and the occipital lobe and the temporal lobe all meet, this area of the brain. This has a strong ability to suppress any sensory information coming into your body. So you can't tickle yourself, for example, because this area knows that you're about to tickle yourself, and it says to your brain, to your consciousness, in a minute, I'm going to tickle myself. So when you feel the tickle sensation come in, it won't surprise you, you're expecting it. And because you're expecting it, it doesn't arouse you. It's the same with your snoring. You're making those noises yourself, you're suppressing your own sensory system, so you are not aroused or woken up or stimulated by that sensation. But when someone else does it, because it's unpredictable and unexpected, we notice it. Great question.